Good evening, Pacifica listeners, people listening to the meeting. We are back from closed session, and we're going to call the roll to get back into make sure to show that we have quorum to go back into open session. Mr. Crozier, would you please call the roll?
Okay, Grace Aaron. Can't hear you, Grace. Jonathan Alexander?
Here.
John's here. Adriana?
I'm here.
Adriana's here. Chris Corey?
I am here.
Bill Crozier's here. Joseph Davis?
Here in Houston.
Joseph's here. Catherine Davis?
Here.
Catherine's here. Benito?
Present.
Benito's here. Jan Goodman. Can't hear you, Jan. William.
Yeah, present.
William's here. Sabrina.
Here.
Sabrina's here. Dwayne. Can't hear you, Dwayne. Ken?
Here.
Ken is here. Tony?
Present.
Mansoor's here.
Tony's here. Thank you, Mansoor. Afia?
Here.
Thank you, Afia. Alex Randall? Still not here. I think he's at the GRC, isn't he?
No.
Nancy Sorton?
Present.
Okay. Oh, I know. I used to go somewhere else. Never mind. And Nancy's here. Alex Steinberg.
Present.
Alex is here. Carol Travis. I believe she's absent. Tom Voorhees.
Here.
Tom is here. Muscula.
Here.
Muscula's here. Going back. Grace Aaron.
Here.
Grace is here. Jan Goodman. Jan's still not here. Okay. Dwayne Lark. Don't hear Dwayne either. Okay, we have quorum, Madam Chair.
Okay, thank you. So I'm going to read the report out from our closed session. The PNB met in executive session and hired Mr. Maxie Jackson III as the executive director of the Pacifica Foundation. Okay. Next item, 10 minutes. So agenda approval. Can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Remainder of the agenda. Okay. Who's that?
Alex Steinberg.
Thank you, Alex. Any second?
Jan Goodman, second.
Thank you, Jan. Okay. Are there any amendments to this agenda?
Adriana?
Okay,
Bill.
Adriana? Bill?
Yes, Madam Chair. I sent before, I think that is important, I sent a motion to the board. Because of the harrowing statistic that shows that one in every five women in the U.S. will be the recipient of some type of abuse based on gender in her lifetime, the National Board of Directors of the Pacifica Foundation declares a zero-tolerance policy for any type of sexual harassment and or sexual and gender-based violence and vehemently supports the hashtag MeToo movement. I move that we put that as a resolution as the first item in our agenda. Thank you.
Is there any objection to adding Adriana's motion
zero tolerance resolution on the agenda first thing.
I object.
Okay. Is there any objection? Let me back it off. Is there any objection to putting it on the agenda somewhere?
I object to that as well.
Okay.
Madam Chair, may
can
I?
Can we go to a vote on this, please?
Are we just, point of information, what are we going to vote on?
We're voting on putting this on the agenda.
Bill for the
somewhere.
Second.
And then we will vote on where, okay?
Madam Chair, may I explain why?
May I speak as to why I object?
May I just speak why first I want it on?
Okay. All right, I'll take 2-4, 2 against. Go ahead. Adriana.
I believe that it's very important, the Pacifica Foundation, in its mission statement, establish a foundation that...
Right.
Madam Chair, can you ask for people to mute? Thank you.
If you're not speaking, could you please mute your phone? Thank you.
Okay. In our mission statement is to establish a foundation, organize and operate exclusive for education and
Madam Chair, I can't hear.
Can't hear you. Adriana, we can't hear you.
Between nations, between the individual and the nation, race, and color, to gather and disseminate information of the cause of conflict between any and
we can't hear you, Adriana.
It's time for us to recognize and attempt to tackle a problem of pandemic proportions, the violence against women. That is why I propose the following this resolution to be adopted by this board. We just saw during the past week how women can be, you know, politically used, and diminish and attack when they dare to share, explain their problems or what they suffer from. I think that it's time that we...
I'm sorry, Madam Chair, it's really hard to hear her.
Yeah, I tried to get her attention. Adriana. Okay. I think she's motivating the motion rather than...
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Alex, you're next. Alex Steinberg, go ahead.
Okay.
We're speaking
William, I object. William,
we're speaking for putting this on the agenda, and we're speaking against. And we're speaking against putting it on the agenda.
Point of order,
can you put on the chairwoman to stop interrupting me?
One second. Okay. All right. So I'm just clarifying. They were interrupting me. Okay. I'm clarifying that we're speaking for putting this on the agenda or against putting it on the agenda. We're not speaking for or against the motion at this point. Okay. So.
Point of order,
I'll take Benito's point of personal privilege.
Okay, what's your point of personal privilege, Benito?
Go ahead.
I don't have a point of personal privilege. It's a point of order.
Okay, what's your point of order?
Yeah. Adriana.
What rule has been broken, please?
The rule that's been broken is the ability and the right of someone to speak and for us to hear that person. If there's Madam Chair, can I speak?
You just did. Okay, and you're speaking to not being able to hear Adriana. I tried to get her attention all the while she was speaking. She didn't hear me. We don't have time. We all could hear her a little bit. We don't have time to go back and hear it again. And I'm going to hear Mr. Steinberg's point against putting this on the agenda now.
without your interpretation.
Yeah, may I speak,
all right,
Madam?
I'm going to let Mr. Steinberg speak now. Go ahead.
So in other words, I can't speak.
If Adriana can fix her phone, if Adriana can fix her phone so that we can hear her, then she can get another 30 seconds to explain
and
why.
In the meantime, I cannot speak for myself.
Can you please instruct Mr.
You already explained your point of order, and
no, I
addressed.
You interrupted.
So you were saying you couldn't hear the speaker, and it was illegal to, it was not proper because you couldn't hear her.
Madam Chair, may I speak for myself?
You don't have the floor, Mr. Diaz.
Well, apparently I did.
You can create it now, okay. And you can answer my question. Is that your point of order?
Madam Chair, I need to speak for myself. I don't need you.
All right, you have 30 seconds. Okay, go ahead.
Thank you. The point is that we have a right to hear the speaker. If there's a technical glitch that prevents her from speaking, then we need to fix it, and we need to deal with that agenda item, and that her speaking is part of it. So maybe we need to deal with something else if we can't get her on the phone or do whatever. But she has the right to speak.
She did speak, and I tried to get her attention during the time she was speaking.
I understand. Madam Chair,
okay,
I appreciate
that. I'm sorry. If she can fix her phone, there's nothing wrong with it on this end. So if she can fix her phone and we can hear her, she can have 30 seconds more. Go ahead, Alex.
Madam Chair, I'm
okay.
Sorry, this is Adriana.
Madam Chair,
Adriana, you do not have the floor right now. I just gave it to Alex. Go ahead, Alex.
Okay, Madam Chair, we already have a sexual harassment policy in Pacifica. I believe it is a zero-tolerance policy. If the maker of this motion thinks there's something wrong with our current policy, then let her present the wording of our current policy and propose a different wording if she thinks there's a problem with it. But we don't have that. What we have is some motion out of the blue calling for a zero-tolerance policy when I believe we already have one. So I think this motion, unless it's seriously rethought, and that should take place at a subsequent meeting, is really not serving us well at this meeting.
Okay, thank you, Alex. Okay. Adriana, you have 30 more seconds to say why this should be on the agenda, not debating the agenda, not debating this motion, just why this motion should be on the
Madam Chair, what I will ask is that you ask the members to mute because we know why people cannot hear me.
Adriana, you have 30 seconds to say why this should be on the agenda.
I said because it is time for us, the Pacifica Foundation, to recognize and help to tackle a problem of pandemic proportions, the violence against women in this country. That is why I propose that resolution, and it's so simple. And I send it to the board, and I think that somebody that speaks better than me, maybe you, Madam Chair, can read the resolution
time.
That I send.
Time.
Okay, thank you, Adriana. Thank you, lady.
Thank you, Madam Chair, but please ask the members, can you hear me now? Can everybody
yes,
hear me
we
now?
Can hear you now. We can hear you now.
Okay. Can you see what's happened with people?
All right. Thank you, Adriana.
Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Madam
is there anyone
Chair,
else against putting this on the...
Minute.
Adriana, you don't have the floor now, Adriana.
I'm a timekeeper.
what was that?
You gave me, we need the approval of the agenda already. The 10 minutes passed.
Okay.
Don't you want me to take time?
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. So, Okay, so if we want to have any more amendments to this agenda, we need to extend time.
5 minutes, Madam Chair Benito.
5 minutes has been proposed by Benito. Any second to extend time?
Bill.
Bill seconds.
Bill seconds.
Any yes. Objection? Any objections to extending time for 5 minutes to agenda approval? Okay, hearing no objections. Okay.
And Bill for the stack.
Bill, you were next. Go ahead. And Chris.
Thank you. I move to add to the agenda the motion that I sent earlier by email. I can send it again if you need it. It's the one. It's an updated version of what Carol Travis had sent before that we never got to. It's for establishing bylaws, amendments, timelines. And I move that we add those following the committee reports.
Wait, Adriana, you do not have the floor. You cannot interrupt someone who's speaking with a point of order. You have to wait. You have to wait until they are done speaking. Go ahead, Bill.
Thank you. Is in my motion on the floor? Why are we going to a different motion? Since when?
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. Okay. So Adriana's motion to add her motion to the agenda. All right, so we have to vote on that. My apologies. Okay. I'm losing track here. Okay. So... Is there, let's see, so could I, is there any objection to adding Adriana's motion to the agenda?
I yeah. already expressed my objection, Madam Chair.
Right, okay, so we're going to take a vote. Bill, would you please take the vote?
Grace Aaron?
No.
No, Grace goes no. Jonathan?
Abstain.
Jonathan abstains. Adriana?
Yes.
Adriana is yes. Chris?
Yes.
Chris is yes. Bill Crozier votes, I'm sorry, Groats no. Joseph Davis?
Oh, yes.
Joseph is yes. Catherine Davis?
Yes.
Catherine, yes. Benito?
Yes.
Benito, yes. Jan?
Abstain.
Jan's abstain. William?
Yes.
William is yes. Sabrina?
Abstain.
Sabrina abstains. Dwayne?
Yes.
Dwayne is yes. Ken?
No.
Ken is no. Tony?
Yes.
Tony is yes. Afia?
Yes.
Afia is yes. Alex Randall, not here. Mansoor?
No.
Mansoor is no. Alex Steinberg?
No.
Alex is no. Carol Travis is not here. Tom Voorhees?
No.
Tom is no. Muscula?
Yes. All the men should have voted yes.
Absolutely.
Okay.
No comments, please, during voting.
Anybody. Okay, well, let me count. 10 yes. 6 no's and 3 abstentions.
Madam Chair,
Chair votes yes.
Chair
votes yes. So we have 11 yes, 6 no's and 3 abstentions.
Okay, so now I'm going to...
I'm sorry, Madam Chair, I have 5. Can you repeat the no votes? Thank you.
Grace Aaron, Bill Crozier, Ken Laufer, Mansoor Sabah, Alex Steinberg, Tom Voorhees.
Okay. All right. So I am going to recommend that we put this after the item We make it item 8.
No,
B.
Madam Chair, I asked, I'm sorry, Madam Chair, but I asked very clear when I asked to put in the agenda as the first item.
Adriana, that was not the motion.
Madam Chair,
Adriana, I took the time off, okay?
Madam Chair, you can't change her amendment. She's asked for it to be up on her
My motion.
Jan Goodman for the stack, please.
Go ahead, Jan.
The chair stated that all we were voting on was putting this on the agenda, but not the placement. She said that very clearly because I asked her very clearly. So despite whatever the motion originally said, the chair stated that we were only voting as to putting it on the agenda and that we would have a second discussion about where it would go. Thank you very much.
Madam Chair, I asked for that in the motion specifically, and my motion was seconded.
Your motion would have failed. Your motion would have failed completely.
Yeah, you see that did not.
But everyone knows that we were voting on putting it on the agenda, not where. And so now I'm going to... Adriana, you do not have the floor anymore. I'm recommending that this addition to the agenda be put as item 8B. Is there any objection to adding Adriana's motion? Is there any objection? Adriana, you don't have the floor. Is there any objection to adding Adriana's motion as 8B?
Joseph, this is a point of order from Joseph.
Yes, Joseph.
Would you please confirm with the parliamentarian that the chair is not allowed to arbitrarily change people's motions? Thank you.
Good intentions or not.
Go ahead, John. Okay, he's not available right now, so I'm ruling that we're going to go ahead with this.
I challenge your ruling, Madam Chair, because you have
to... No, I am... All right, so, so my ruling is that in order for Adriana's motion to have a chance of getting on the agenda, I recommended that we vote on not having where on the agenda it would be, and we would decide that later. Adriana, you are interrupting me. Stop interrupting me.
Timer, Madam Chair, timer. You want me to give the place?
Could you please wait until I finish speaking before you say that? It sounds like you're trying to get the floor, and I don't. I've said before, when people speak at the same time that I am speaking, I cannot hear what they're saying. So if you're the timekeeper and you're trying to get my attention, you must wait until I stop speaking because I can't hear you when I'm speaking. I can't speak and listen at the same time. Please.
This is Grace with a point of order.
Yes, Grace.
Okay, looking at the email that Adriana sent out at 11:17 a.m. with this motion, the motion itself does not state the place that it's to be placed on the agenda. She requests before the motion, as she requests that you put it at the top of the draft agenda, but as you did not, her motion itself starts with quotation marks and ends with quotation marks, and it doesn't state a placement on the agenda. So you did not alter the original motion. We have a policy of only accepting motions in writing. If she wanted to change her motion or amend it before we put it on the agenda, then it should have been in writing. But as it's stated in her email of 11:17 a.m. Pacific time, it does not have a placement on the agenda.
Thank you, Grace. Yeah. Adriana, what do you want the floor for?
Madam Chair, it's a point of information.
What's your request for information? What's your request for information?
If you listen to me, maybe you can understand what I'm trying to say, Madam Chair.
I want to know what your question is. I want to know what your question is. Adriana, I want to know what your question is. You just asked for a point of information.
Why
okay.
are you talking on top of me if I'm trying to ask?
Because you did not have the floor. You don't have the floor.
What is my question?
You don't have the floor.
You just gave me the. You say, what is your question?
Yeah, and you're not.
My question
and
is
you're not.
Point of order.
And you're not telling me what your question is. You're trying to make a point of order. And I'm still dealing with one point.
No, Madam Chair.
Adriana, I'm still dealing with one point of order. What is your question?
My question is, how many points of order can be on the floor? Because Joseph David gave a point of order, you rule, we challenge your ruling, and then you allow Grace Aaron to go in the stream and editorialize with another invention that was a point of order before you get in the challenge of your point of order.
Okay, I think that Grace was addressing Joseph's point of order, okay? Grace was saying that... Okay, wait. Stop. And I'm responding to Grace. I'm responding to Grace's comment, okay? And I...
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Can you please stop interrupting, Adriana? Let me speak. Okay, so Grace... I think is mixing up the motion with the motion to put on the agenda versus the motion to amend the agenda. Your motion to amend the agenda said, please add it to the top of the draft agenda for tonight's PNB open meeting following resolution of the board of directors. Okay, so and that you made the amendment to add it to the top of the agenda. And I recommended that you don't add it there if you want to have a chance of this getting on the agenda. And so...
That's happened in your mind, Madam Chair.
We'll go back to your original motion to amend the agenda by putting it...
Madam Chair.
Immediately after agenda approval. All right, so we're going to do that now.
Yes.
We're going to vote on that now.
You
we're voting on Adriana, stop.
You cannot amend the motion.
Adriana, I am going back to your original motion, which you said I could not amend, which I could not change. I'm going
my
back.
My motion passed.
No, it did not.
My motion passed.
Adriana, stop. I said that your motion was changed. We're going to go back and take the vote again because people may... Adriana, stop. People may misunderstood because I made the statement that we would place it where after we voted. Adriana, stop. We're voting again. Adriana, stop. We're voting again. Bill, take the... vote on Adriana's motion that puts it at the beginning of the agenda, right after agenda approval.
Madam Chair.
Okay.
Adriana, we're voting now. Go ahead, Bill.
Secretary. Okay. I took it as what your ruling was to divide the question. Is that correct?
Right.
What?
So...
So I'm going back to the vote.
So we're not going to divide it. Is that right then?
We're not going to divide it. We're going to go back to the original undivided motion that Adriana proposed And I'm taking back my suggestion and my ruling, and we're going to vote on your original motion to put it right after agenda approval. Please take the vote.
Okay. Grace Aaron.
No.
Grace is no. Jonathan?
No.
Jonathan's no. Adriana?
Yes.
Adriana's yes. Chris?
Yes.
Chris is yes. Bill is no. Joseph?
I vote yes.
Joseph is yes. Catherine? Can't hear you, Catherine. Benito?
Yes.
Benito's yes. Jan?
No.
Jan is no. William?
Yes.
William is yes. Sabrina? Can't hear you, Sabrina. Dwayne?
Abstain.
Sabrina abstains. Dwayne? Can't hear you, Dwayne. Ken?
No.
Ken is no. Tony?
Yes.
Tony is yes. Afia?
Yes.
Can't hear you. Okay, Afia is yes. Alex Randall's not here. Mansoor?
No.
Mansoor is no. Alex Steinberg?
No.
Alex is no. Carol Travis is not here. Tom Voorhees?
No.
Tom is no. Muscula?
Yes.
Muscula is yes. Let's see, I did not hear...
Call on Ken Lawford? Did you call on Ken Lawford?
He did. He did.
He voted no. Let's see. Catherine, I didn't hear you. Catherine Davis?
I abstain.
Catherine abstains. I did not hear Dwayne Lark.
Yes.
Dwayne votes yes. Okay, so let me count. We have 9 yes. 8 no's, Charity, and let's see, abstentions, 2 abstentions. Charity, wish to vote?
Chair votes no.
Chair votes no. So we have 9 yes, 9 no, 2 abstentions.
This motion failed. Okay, so next
what
is...
What a shame, you are a woman.
Excuse me, Adriana.
Adriana, you don't have
the floor.
You need it. How convenient that the parliamentarian...
Adriana, you do not have the floor. Okay, we have going to Bill now.
Okay, thank you. Do we need to extend?
How much time is left, Adriana? For agenda approval. I think we used up our 5 minutes.
I told you 15 minutes ago that was passed, Madam Chair, and you keep...
Madam Chair, point of information, Dwayne Lark.
Yes, Dwayne. What's your question?
Well, request for information is I want to know, are you keeping track? Are you docking the parliamentarian? Because this has been 2 meetings, at least for an hour or 2, that he has not been accessible or available. So I want to make sure that since he's not available and he doesn't respond, I don't know if anyone else been tracking, but he's paid to be here for us, not you. And there was an appeal made for him that he's not been available for. And that happened at the last meeting as well, when I appealed to him.
He may have misunderstood and thought we were done.
Catherine, for the stack. Sorry.
I don't know why he's not there. Okay.
Catherine for the staff?
Yes, Catherine.
I wanted to second Bill's motion, and I guess
ask if
we need an extension. We need an extension.
Okay, I move to extend then.
For how long?
I object.
Is there a second?
I object.
Adriana, we're not at that point yet.
Thank you, Madam Chair, to being fair.
A second for a 5-minute extension.
Okay. There's objections. There's objections. Bill, take the vote for an extension.
Who made the motion? I'm sorry.
Catherine.
Okay, and then Alex. Okay. Sorry, I'm trying to write this down. okay. All right. So this is 10 5-minute. Grace?
Yes.
Grace is yes. Jonathan?
Yes.
Jonathan's yes. Adriana?
Absolutely no to the show.
Adriana, please. Adriana's, you don't have the floor.
Adriana's no. Okay, Chris?
Abstain.
Chris abstains. Bill votes yes. Joseph?
Vote no.
Joseph is no. Catherine?
Yes.
Catherine's yes. Benito?
No.
Benito's no. Jan?
Yes.
Jan is yes. William? Can't hear you, William. Sabrina?
Yes.
Sabrina's yes. Dwayne?
No.
Dwayne's no. Ken?
Yes.
Ken is yes. Tony?
No.
Tony is no. Bethia? Can't hear you, Fia. Alex Randall, not here. Mansoor?
Yes.
Mansoor is yes. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Alex is yes. Carol Travis is not here. Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Thomas, yes. Muscula?
No.
Muscula is no. Okay, we have...
What is the just a moment? What is the question? We're voting to extend time on the agenda approval.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't go back to you, Afia. Did you want to vote?
Yes.
Yes, and also I didn't hear William Heerwagen. Did you want to vote, William?
I abstain.
William abstains. Okay. So that's 11 yes. Six no's. Two abstentions. Charity, wish to vote?
Say the vote again.
11 yes, 6 no's. Two abstentions.
Abstain.
Okay, chair votes abstain, so it's 11 yes, 6 no, 3 abstentions.
Okay, so 11 yes to extend time for the 5 minutes for agenda approval. So we are extended for 5 minutes.
Okay.
Go ahead, Bill.
The motion failed. You need 2/3. Sorry.
No, we're still in agenda approval.
Only 2/3 to extend time.
Madam Chair?
That's William.
Maybe correct. I'm not sure.
Let's see.
We haven't adopted the agenda yet, so it doesn't take 2/3.
Hang on a second. Let me just check.
You're making up rules? I don't know. I don't believe that.
We didn't. This is Catherine.
Right,
for the
please
staff.
Stop, everyone. Just chill out for a minute.
May I clarify? It's Bill.
Go ahead, Bill.
Takes two-thirds if you're amending something previously adopted. We have not adopted the agenda, so it doesn't take two-thirds. It takes a majority.
Limit or extend? I really don't know. I have something here that says limit or extend limits of debate takes two-thirds. I know this has come up before. The motion on time. I am sorry.
Catherine for the stack?
Yes, Catherine.
It may have come up before, but it's never been an issue for putting an item on the agenda. It wasn't for the last item. And my recollection is that that two-thirds comes into play if it were midnight, but not before midnight.
Okay.
Yeah, William for the stack.
Go ahead, William.
Well, recollections, and I think don't cut it. We need somebody to cite somewhere in Robert's Rules, but I see in Robert's Rules that on the table of rules relating to motions, you have extend time needs two-thirds. It's on page 16 of the table in the back. I hear you whispering. Whoever's making
Madam,
the plan.
Madam Chair, may I comment?
Who's that?
This is Alex Steinberg.
Oh, go ahead, Alex.
Okay, you have to set the time before you can extend the time. So we are just now setting the time of items on the agenda. Once that agenda is adopted and approved, then motions to extend time require two-thirds. At this point, we're simply trying to adopt an agenda. And each item on the agenda has a certain time. And we have, since we have not finished discussing the agenda, we're asking for another 5 minutes to complete that discussion. It's that simple. If we haven't adopted the agenda, you can't require a two-thirds motion to extend time about the agenda.
Oh, thank you.
Check Robert's Robert's rules.
I see extension of time, agenda topic, pending questions. But it's very long. Pending question.
Madam Chair, Duane, how far are we here? Madam Chair, Duane Larks at STEC.
What's up? Go ahead, Duane.
According to Robert's Rules, looking at limit, that would be section 30 as I'm reading it. Limit or extend limit of debate. You would indulge me for just one paragraph. Motions or orders to limit or extend the limit of debate, like the previous question, take precedence over all debatable motions, may be applied to any debatable motion or series of motions, and if not specified to the contrary, apply only to the immediately pending question.
If it is voted to
limit the debate, the order applies to all incidental and subsidiary motions, and the motion to reconsider subsequently made, as long as the order is enforced, but an order to extending the limits to debate does not apply to any motions except the immediately pending one and such others as are specified. They are undebatable and require two-thirds vote for their adoption. These motions may be amended
but can have no other subsidiary motion applied to them. They yield to no privilege, no incidental motions, because the motions that lay on the table are previous questions. They may be made only when immediately pending question is debatable. When one of them is pending, another one that does not conflict with it may be moved. But the point in this paragraph is, it's two-thirds.
Madam Chair, I know that I'm a pesky one, but, you know, the 5 minutes that you approved already passed. What do you want us to do?
Hello? Hello? Yes. Are you there?
I'm sorry. Yes, I'm sorry I accidentally knocked myself off the call. So Dwayne was speaking the last.
Madam Chair, we need 5 more minutes or something because the time passed already. What do you
All
want
right.
to do with the time? Thank you.
Yeah. All right. So I'm gonna say that this extension passes. And Bill, you have the floor.
Okay, thank you. Well, I sent you a motion. I sent it just again, same thing I sent earlier this afternoon. It's a slightly modified version of what Carol had written and submitted before, but we never got to vote on it. It's basically just to establish 2 bylaws amendments timelines so we don't have to go through this process twice and to give more advance notice. So it's pretty self-explanatory. Do you want me to read it?
I don't think we need to. Yes, Anita, what's your
point? Yeah, I mean, we're trying to adopt an agenda, if I remember correct. We are not
What rule is being broken? Bill is asking for this to be placed on the agenda. That is what I want you to address, okay? Thank you. Go ahead.
You would listen. The rule that's being broken is that we're supposed to be adopting an agenda. So we're supposed to be talking about what should or should not go on the agenda, not pushing particular motions at this time.
Catherine, I wish that you had said that earlier. Okay, go ahead.
I tried.
I didn't finish.
I don't think he's motivating it. He's just describing what he wants to put on the agenda.
He's breaking the motion.
Catherine for the stack.
Okay, Catherine, go ahead.
I'd like to second the motion, please.
I'm sorry?
I'd like to second the motion, please.
Okay, second the motion to add Bill's item to the agenda. All right. Any objections? Okay, we're going to go to a vote.
Of course I can't motivate, can I?
Not this time. We only have a few minutes left to vote.
Yes,
others don't.
Okay, Grace, Aaron?
Yes.
Grace is yes. Jonathan?
Pass.
Adriana?
No.
Adriana's no. Chris?
Abstain.
Chris is abstain. Bill votes yes. Joseph?
Oh, no.
Joseph's no. Catherine?
Yes.
Catherine's yes. Benito?
No.
Benito's no. Jan?
Yes.
Jan votes yes. William?
No.
William votes no. Sabrina?
Yes.
Sabrina votes yes. Dwayne?
Dwayne votes no.
Dwayne is no. Ken?
Yes.
Ken votes yes. Tony?
No.
Who
Tony votes no. Afia?
Is this for an extension of time or to put
no,
it on?
No, this is to put Bill's motion on the agenda.
Abstain.
Afia abstains. Alex Randall's not here. Mansoor? Can't hear you, Mansoor. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Alex says yes. Carol's not here. Tom?
Yes.
Tom is yes. Muscula?
I abstain.
Muscula abstains. Let's see, we skipped Jonathan.
Yes.
Jonathan votes yes. We skipped Mansoor. Didn't hear you. Still don't hear you, Mansoor. So let's see. Let me count. It's nine yes. Six
Mansoor
no's.
Votes yes.
Okay, Mansoor is yes. That's 10. That's 10 yes. 10 yes, 6 no's, and 3 abstentions. Charity, wish to vote? Did you get that, Nancy? Can't hear you, Nancy.
Sorry, I was muted. This motion, I abstain.
Okay, 4 abstentions then.
Okay, this motion to add Bill's motion to the agenda passes. Okay, so is there any objection to voting on the agenda as amended?
Absolutely.
Okay, Bill, take the vote, please.
Is there
okay,
any
hold on a second. Let me make sure. Make my notes here. Okay, Grace.
Madam Chair,
William for the
staff.
We're just going to the vote now. What was
on
that?
The agenda.
We're going to the vote now.
What is the question?
We are voting on the agenda as amended, which is to add Bill's motion to the agenda. Where?
Chair, this is William. I
okay,
didn't see
request
my,
for information.
It was to add it. He spoke of adding it right after committee reports and motions.
Thank you.
And Chair, this is William Hairwagon. I did not see my motion on there, and I want to add it.
We don't have time for any more amendments.
Matt.
Which, wait a minute. Now, which was your, William, which was your motion?
I had a motion for WBAI meetings.
WBAI meetings. Oh, I thought it was for I thought you emailed us for the closed session motions. One second, please.
No. Yeah, that was separate.
Point of order. One second. What time did that get sent? Item for the agenda, WLSB, WBAI LSB. It was
yes,
to
that's it.
have the resolve the Pacifica National Board directs the vice chair of WBAI to conduct a poll regarding the LSB meeting on Wednesday, October 17th or October 24th, allowing at least 3 days for a poll participation and at least 7 days for public notice of the chosen meeting date.
What is that?
Point of
okay.
order.
Yes, Catherine.
Are we in a vote?
I have a request for information. I've made that request before William asked for the floor.
Go ahead, Grace.
Okay. Madam Chair, the first thing is there are several things omitted from this agenda. One is how much time we're going to have for the Assange motion, and also the wording of the motion from the Finance Committee is not on the agenda.
Yes.
That needs to be added. Bill's motion is not added, so I'd like to note that. The next thing is, would it be possible to suggest that because we're getting close to midnight Eastern time, that we go as far as we can with this? We either extend time for this entire meeting for an hour, or we get as much done as we can before midnight, but have a continuation meeting on next Thursday, because it's doubtful that we're going to get through this agenda.
Okay. All right. So,
point of information,
one second, please. All right.
Point of information: we would have to decide on noticing meetings before midnight. Just adding to what I said before.
No.
All right. Would you please? All right, everybody, stop interrupting. So, if you want to make a continuation meeting, it would have to be after we adopt this agenda, and then you could, and when we get close to closing time, you could recommend a continuation meeting.
That, point of order, Madam Chair.
So we're going to now. We're going to now. Sorry, we don't. We can address further. William's motion at another meeting, a continuation meeting as well.
Madam
Point
Chair,
order, Madam
how many
Chair.
Times
so,
I,
so
I,
we're
I,
going to go and vote on the approval. We're going to vote. We're going to. We're not going. We're all. We're just. We're still on agenda approval. We're not going to go and spend any.
Before Grace Aaron.
No, you did not have the floor. I didn't give you the floor.
I asked for the floor.
Yeah, but I didn't give it to you.
Can you at least act like you really try to be fair?
Well, we are on the public stream.
Okay, I've been. Yeah, I think I have been fair tonight with you and elsewhere. And I don't want to be interrupted anymore. Adriana, I don't want to be interrupted anymore. We're going to go to a vote on the agenda. And we'll have to put the Williams motion on future meetings, but if we decide to continue this meeting. So let's go to a vote on approval of the agenda. Bill, take the vote.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
I'm not taking any more points of order. Or any more points of information. Go ahead, Bill.
Yes, sir.
Coach, yes. So, Jonathan?
Adam Fuhrer.
Jonathan?
Yes.
Jonathan votes yes.
You're
Adriana.
Out of order, Benito.
Yes, so are you.
Can't hear you, Adriana. Chris?
Yes.
Chris votes yes. Bill votes yes. Joseph?
Oh, I vote no.
Joseph votes no. Catherine?
Yes.
Catherine votes yes. Benito?
No.
Benito votes no. Jan?
Yes.
Jan votes yes. William?
I'm sorry.
Can't
yes.
hear you, William. Oh, okay.
Yes.
William votes yes. Okay. Sabrina?
Yes.
Sabrina votes yes. Dwayne? Can't hear you, Dwayne. Ken?
Pass.
Ken passes. Tony?
Can you repeat what we are voting on?
We're voting on approval of the agenda as amended.
Yes.
Tony votes yes. Afia?
No.
Via votes no. Alex Randall's not here. Mansoor? Can't hear you, Mansoor. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Alex votes yes. Carol's not here. Tom?
Yes.
Tom votes yes. Muscula?
Yes.
Muscula votes yes. See, Adriana, I didn't hear you.
I vote no.
Adriana votes no. Dwayne? Dwayne Lark?
Dwayne votes no.
Dwayne votes no. Ken?
Yes.
Ken votes yes. Mansoor? Didn't hear you. Still can't hear you, Mansoor. Okay, yeses we have. Thirteen yeses. Five noes. Zero abstentions. Charity wish to vote?
Chair abstains.
Okay, one abstention.
Okay, so
13 yes, five no.
Thank you. This motion to approve the agenda as amended passes. Okay, thank you. So now we're on to item on minutes approval and from 9:20, but I think that was only for closed session. Or do we have an open session on 9:20, September 20th?
Yes.
Okay.
Item 6.
Item 6, okay. So is there a motion to approve the minutes? Or is there a motion to approve the minutes from September 20th, open session minutes?
Motion to approve the minutes.
Motion to have a continuation meeting of this meeting on next Thursday. So we need to do that before midnight, which is coming right up.
You mean to add this to the continuation meeting?
Yes.
Does the speaker have the floor?
Yeah, they do. They don't need to ask.
Dan, you did not have the floor.
Some have privileges and some don't.
Okay,
some
all right.
Have
excuse me, I already addressed the question. I said no. Dan did not have the floor. Dan did not have the floor.
But she spoke and you made no attempt to stop her.
And so has Grace.
All right, so I just did. Does that count?
That, exactly.
All right, now that's enough. Enough. You don't have the floor.
Yeah, and neither did anyone else.
Okay, Benito. Benito, please.
Well, why don't you try, like Adriana said, being fair.
Okay, so now, I'm going to ask that we postpone minutes approval until for a motion to postpone minutes approval until the next open meeting. Someone had
so
a motion.
So moved, Catherine.
Is there a second?
Okay. Mansoor seconds it.
All right. Any objection? Okay, hearing no objection. We're going to item 7. And I would like to introduce in this open session our new executive director, Maxie Jackson, who has been patiently waiting to be introduced. And I would like to give the floor to our new executive director, Maxie Jackson III. Thank you.
Madam Chair,
Nancy, point of order. This is Grace.
Yes.
I believe it's probably the will of the body to continue this meeting next Thursday night. We have to notice it
Madam
before
Chair,
midnight.
Is that the point of order? Or
yes, it's the point of order.
Remember, Grace speaks every time she loves.
Rule broken.
floor.
Okay.
Madam Chair, it may not be the will of the body to have a party, another meeting next Thursday night.
It may not
be. Thank you. It certainly may not.
All right. So, 1 second, Maxie Jackson. 1 second. I have a point of order that needs to be ruled on. That this meeting's going to run out. People have been. All right. So.
How convenient.
It's not really a point of order, but we are going to run out of time. We are going to run out of time before you finish speaking. And so I would like to take a motion. I would entertain a motion to have a continuation meeting.
So moved,
of this
Catherine.
Meeting. Okay.
Catherine, so
next Thursday. Okay, any objection?
Benito.
Okay. Bill, please take the vote.
Okay, Grace?
Yes.
Grace is yes. Jonathan?
No.
Jonathan's no. Adriana?
Pass.
Adriana passes. Chris?
Pass.
Chris passes. Bill's yes. Joseph?
How about no?
Joseph's no. Catherine?
Yes.
Catherine votes yes. Benito?
No.
Benito votes no. Jan?
Yes.
Jan votes yes. William?
No.
William votes no. Sabrina?
Abstains.
Sabrina abstains. Dwayne?
Pass.
Pass. Ken? Ken Laufer? Can't hear you. Tony?
I vote no. Oh, this is Ken Laufer. I'm sorry, I had the mute on. Yes.
Okay, Ken is yes and Tony is no. Afia?
No.
Afia votes no. Alex Randall's not here. Mansoor?
Pass.
Pass. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Alex Steinberg, yes. Carol's not here. Tom?
Yes.
Tom votes yes. Muscula?
Abstain.
Can't hear you. Are you there, Muscula?
She abstained.
Abstained, okay. Thank you. Adriana, will you pass?
No.
Adriana's no. Chris?
Abstain.
Chris abstains. Dwayne?
No.
Dwayne is votes no. Okay, let me count.
Mansoor.
Did you get Mansoor?
Oh, Mansoor.
Vote yes.
Right, I think you had vote yes. Okay, thank you. I don't think I skipped anybody else. That's 8 yes. 8 no. 3 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Surprise.
So it's 9 yes, 8 no. Votes approved.
She know there might be no vote.
So we will have, it is approved having a continuation meeting October 11th at 8:30.
Madam Chair, may I have the floor?
Yes, Alex.
We only have a couple of minutes left, and we have an important motion on Julian Assange on the agenda. I would like to ask Maxie, who is supposed to be next on the agenda, to yield his time and instead make the introduction next week so that we could have a quick up and down vote on the Julian Assange motion.
I object.
Madam Chair,
I don't think it's up to Maxie. I think it's up to us to rearrange the agenda. But I would like to ask for a motion to have Maxie postpone his introductory remarks until the continuation meeting. Could I have a motion to do that?
Madam
so
Chair,
moved.
just a second. I
second.
Send a motion, and I think that this is important.
One second,
please,
Adriana.
Please read it.
Bill for the stack.
We need the motion about the executive director, primary signatory, and operator. I send the motion to the board.
All right, Adriana, that'll have to go on to the next continuation meeting. So is there, Adriana, we're in the middle of, I'm
Bill
in the middle of an order of business now. I'm asking for a motion to postpone this so we can take up the Assange
Madam
resolution.
Chair, we
Adriana, stop. Okay. I'm going to mute you, Adriana. I will mute you if you do not stop interrupting. I think you're looking for that.
The German time
second.
Or not, Madam Chair?
Okay, go ahead. Take the vote, please, Bill. Do I have a second?
Which?
Actually, do I have a second on that? Do I have a motion to postpone this?
I did move it, Madam Chair.
Okay, do I have a second?
Madam Chair, it's a German
second.
Time.
Do I have a second?
Yes, I second it.
Is there any objection to postponing Maxie's till the continuation meeting?
Can we speak or can we
continue? Orders of the day.
Motion to adjourn.
The orders of the day are what we're doing right now.
The orders of the day are
All right. The order. Okay, I'm going to mute. I'm going to mute you if I do not give you the floor. I'm going to mute you.
Madam Chair, if you stop interrupting folks, they wouldn't need
no.
to talk about the turn. Of course, that only applies to
no,
certain
no,
people.
No, 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 hush.
And that.
This is, I'm so embarrassed.
Excuse me, who seconded the motion to post to Alex's motion?
Grace.
Who postponed? Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so we're going to vote on this to postpone this till so we can vote on the Assange motion. And I am extending the time. We've gotten so many interruptions that we're just going to barrel through for another 5 minutes.
By
so,
feeling,
okay.
not by word.
Right, and if you continue to interrupt, I am going to mute you. Please take
the
vote on postponing, Bill. Postponing
okay,
item 7.
Yes. Yes.
Grace votes yes. Jonathan?
Yes.
Jonathan can't hear you. Oh, okay. Yes. Adriana? Can't hear you, Adriana. Chris?
Yes.
Chris votes yes. Bill abstains. Joseph?
I am present and not voting.
Okay. Catherine?
Yes.
Catherine votes yes. Benito?
Pass. No, I just vote no.
Benito's no. Jan?
Yes.
Jan votes yes. William? Can't hear you, William. Sabrina?
Yes.
Sabrina's yes. Dwayne?
Why no?
Dwayne's no. Ken?
Oh, yes. Sorry. Yes.
Ken votes yes. Tony?
Midnight on the East Coast. I vote no.
Tony's no. Athea?
No.
Athea votes no. Alex Randall's not here. Mansoor?
I'm not sure what I'm voting on.
We're voting on postponing Maxie's the item.
Oh, yes, yes. It's fine with me. Thank you.
Mansoor's yes. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Yes. Let's see. Carol is not here. Tom?
Yes.
Tom votes yes. Muscula?
Abstain.
Muscula's abstain. Adriana, didn't hear you.
No. No. No.
Adriana's no. William, didn't hear you.
No.
William is no. No. Okay, Bill's going to change his vote to yes. Let's see, let me count. Off yes. Six no. One not voting. One abstention.
The motion carries.
Chair abstains.
Okay. Two abstentions.
Fails. Don't have the 2/3.
Yes, there was. It was 12 yes and 6 no's.
Okay, so this is postponed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now we're going to go to the assigned resolution. Alex, could you read that motion?
Request for information, Madam Chair.
I have adjournment.
We're going to item 8. Go ahead.
Motion to adjourn.
Madam Chair, it's adjournment time.
For the freedom of Julian Assange.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm going to mute you if you don't stop speaking.
Including the halting of internet and media access at Ecuador's London embassy. The end to efforts to imprison Assange by either the UK government or the US government. And the end of attacks on journalists and whistleblowers by the U.S. government and the corporations who control the government. Lastly,
Alex, 1 second. Could you start over? People were speaking over you when you first started. Could you please start over?
I'll be glad to. Be it resolved that the Pacifica National Board calls for the freedom of Julian Assange and an end to the harassment, including the halting of internet and media access at Ecuador's London embassy, the end of efforts to imprison Assange by either the UK government or US government, and the end of attacks on journalists and whistleblowers by the US government and the corporations who control the government. Lastly, be it resolved that the Pacifica National Board will produce a press release that it has passed this resolution, followed by the text of the resolution, and add a hot link to the press release in the notices and news section of its website.
Thank you.
Can I motivate it real quick?
1 minute.
Okay, 1 minute. The Julian Assange case is a key case for freedom of the press. And as you know, he's been hunted by the U.S. government with the cooperation of the government of the U.K. And now it looks like the government of Ecuador is ready to hand him over to the tender mercies of the Justice Department. And his crime is very simple. He exposed the machinations of the U.S. government in various ways through the whistleblowing activities of WikiLeaks. We have to support Julian Assange, and at a time when he has few friends left, the mainstream media has basically been silent about the harassment of Julian Assange and the attempt to imprison him, and even some so-called progressive outfits have been silent. I think if the Pacifica makes a statement, it will be a very important issue and can serve to educate many people in this country and beyond. Thank you.
Thank you.
Adriana? So now we're going to vote.
Adriana? I don't have the right to speak neither?
Nope. We're voting now.
Oh, good.
Madam Chair.
Misogyny. You are now
Chair, request,
part of the misogyny board.
We're going to vote now.
Madam Chair, request information.
All over.
We're going to vote now. We run out of time.
You vote again.
Okay, Grace.
We ran out of time 5 minutes ago. Seven minutes ago, and it didn't matter. So will you address my point, my request for information? You're 11 minutes past that point.
We're going to vote now. Go ahead.
Grace.
No, she will mute you.
Yes.
Grace Aaron. Grace votes yes. Jonathan?
Yes.
Jonathan, yes. Adriana?
I refuse to vote in this misogynist board.
No voting, not voting. Chris?
Not too keen on that characterization, but I'll vote yes.
Okay, Chris votes yes. Bill votes yes. Joseph?
Present, not voting.
Not voting. Catherine?
Yes.
Catherine votes yes. Benito?
Present, not voting.
Okay, not voting. Jan?
Yes.
Jan is yes. William?
Yeah, I think it's, I'm sort of agreement with the idea, but it needs a lot of amendment. It needs help to...
Okay, what's your vote?
Pass.
What's your,
how do you
okay,
vote?
Okay, pass.
Pass. Sabrina?
Abstain.
Sabrina abstains. Dwayne? Can't hear you, Dwayne. Ken?
Sorry. Yes.
Ken votes yes. Tony?
Yes.
Tony votes yes. Afia?
Abstaining.
Afia abstains. Alex Randall's not here. Mansoor?
Yes.
Mansoor votes yes. Nancy? Oh, let's go back to you. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Alex is yes. Carol's not here. Tom?
Yes.
Thomas, yes. Muscula?
Abstain.
Muscula abstains. Let's see. Do we skip anybody? Dwayne, I didn't hear
Dwayne.
You. Dwayne Lark?
Yeah, I'm the protest. I'm going to vote yes and raise you one next month with Kaepernick.
Don't hold
okay, yeah. Dwayne votes yes.
Yes, you escape decency and decorum.
Okay, we have 12 yes.
Did you get the chair?
Zero no.
William. William.
William.
Oh, William. Sorry.
Passed. William passed.
Oh, you passed. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. How do you vote?
Yeah, even though it's poorly crafted, I'd like the sentiment, but I have to abstain.
Okay. Abstain. Let's see. We have... four abstentions, 12 yes, zero no's.
Chair votes yes.
How many people refuse to vote?
How many voting not present not voting?
Three.
Could you read those names?
Oh, refuse to vote.
The president not voting are Adriana, Joseph, and Benito.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so this resolution passes, and
shame on you.
Make her all right, so I'd like a volunteer to work on the press release.
I can work on it.
All right. Anybody else want to have input into the press release? Does anyone would like to give input onto the press release, please talk to Alex, okay? All right. This meeting is adjourned. Good night, everyone.
Thank you.
Please email me the final version of the resolution, Alex.
Same on you.
It's in the agenda. It's on the agenda, Bill.
Oh, it's the same one. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Same one.
Misogyny all over.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you, Nancy.